I'll cry and ashamed. My tears feel like rain. Said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry.
Question one of hour 52, the inner sleeve of an album credited two people, Dr. Sound and Dr. Lights. It also included a picture of members of the artist's band, including the drummer who had a wristwatch strapped to his ankle. What is the title of this album? Phones down, phones down, phones down. In the back, question one of hour 52, the inner sleeve of an album credited two people, Dr. Sound and Dr. Lights. It also included a picture of members of the artist's band, including the drummer, who had a wristwatch strapped to his ankle. What is the title of this album? The answer, Glass Houses. Again, the answer, Glass Houses. Question two of hour 52, a fictional character obsessed with potatoes earned his nickname by carrying a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes wherever he went. What is the nickname of this character? Again, question two of our 52. A fictional character obsessed with potatoes earned his nickname by carrying a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes wherever he went. What is the nickname of this character? Question 2 of our 52, a fictional character obsessed with potatoes earned his nickname by carrying a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes wherever he went. What is the nickname of this character?
Today you're on your way and you'll be coming home, home to me. Nighttime isn't clear to me. I find nothing near to me. Don't know what to do, but I come to. When it's early in the morning, very, very early, without sneaking up on me again. There's a songbird on my pillow. I can see the funny weeping willow. I can see the sun, you're on your way, and you'll be coming home. Evening is the time of day. I find nothing much to say. Don't know what to do, but I come to. That today you're on your way and you'll be coming home to me. When it's early in the morning, very, very early, without warning, I can feel a new leaf on vibration sneaking up.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question two of Hour 52, a fictional character obsessed with potatoes earned his nickname by carrying a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes wherever he went. What is the nickname of this character? The answer, Frank the Potato Man. Also, the Potato Man is accepted as an answer. Again, the answer, Frank the Potato Man, or just the Potato Man. Question 3 of Hour 52. Print advertising promoted a game that was played by popping out cap liners on bottles of motor oil. The ad for this contest had the title of the following song as the headline of the ad. What is the brand and registered name of this motor oil? Again, question 3 of Hour 52. Print advertising promoted a game that was played by popping out cap liners on bottles of motor oil. The ad for this contest had the title of the following song as the headline of the ad. What is the brand and registered name of this motor oil? Question 3 of Hour 52. Print advertising promoted a game that was played by popping out cap liners on bottles of motor oil. The ad for this contest had the title of the following song as the headline of the ad. What is the brand and registered name of this motor oil? Phones down in the back. The answer to question three of hour 52. Print advertising promoted a game that was played by popping out cap liners on bottles of motor oil. The ad for this contest had the title of the following song as the headline for the ad. What is the brand and registered name of this motor oil? The answer is Phillips 66 and Trop Arctic. Again, the answer is Phillips 66 and Trop Arctic. Question four of hour 52. What is the name of the big screen flick which featured the daring activities of the crew of the USS Copperfin? Again, question four of hour 52. What is the name of the big screen flick which featured the daring activities of the crew of the USS Copperfin?
Well, you can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. But all I wanted was love to say. Well, if you get the wrong woman, there's only one thing that you can do. Just dig a hole and jump right in it and pull the ground right over you. Well, you can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. But all I wanted was love to say. The girl I love, and left me. She ran away with my best friend. Comes home at night just for 1 hour. When daylight comes, she's gone again. Without love is mighty empty, but confession's good for the soul. I'd rather have love that I can cling to than have the world and all of its gold.
Question four of hour 52. What is the name of the big screen flick which featured the daring activities of the crew of the USS Copperfin?
You gotta have something if you wanna be.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. Question four of our 52. What is the name of the big screen flick which featured the daring activities of the crew of the USS Copperfin? The answer, Destination Tokyo. The answer, Destination Tokyo. Hi, Jim.
Hey, these wheels don't work. These wheels. And okay, all right. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Have I got work to do? My gosh, you can't even believe it. I want to thank Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They're at 715-423-8427. You see this? You see this? Do you have a radio close by where you can tell that I'm on the air or what? Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Keep listening to this. Okay. Cops Foods, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, 344-2290. Little Caesar's Pizza, 2901 Church Street in Stevens Point. They're at 345-2333. And Cellcom Cellular, 101 Division Street, 341-3341. As well as Rocky Rococo's, 135 North Division Street, Stevens Point, 342-8885. The Amber Grill at 1001 Amber Avenue in Stevens Point, 344-9808. The Olympia Family Restaurant, 200 Division Street, Stevens Point, 341-2266. La Pachanga Mexican Grill, 2529 Post Road, Plover, 715-343-1467. And Sky Club at 2202 Post Road in Plover. They're at 431-4000. And the Hilltop Restaurant and Pub, 4901 Main Street in Stevens Point, 715-341-3037. Okay, that takes care of that. The running question from this morning, the answers for the running question. One was 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Number two was 1965. Number three, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Number four, Martin Senauer. Number five, Cirrus. Number six, Kevin Van Dam. Number seven, Zagat. Number eight, Mozart, Mouse, Beethoven, Bear. And number nine, 72 and a half. Once again, running question number two. The answer number one is 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. You can load music question number three, Jesse. The music snippet. Number two is 1965. Number three is 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Number four, Martin Senauer. Number five, Cirrus. Number six, Kevin Van Dam. Number seven, Zagat. Number eight, Mozart Mouse. Number and Beethoven Bear. And number nine, 79 and a half. The value, okay, the music questions. Music question number three. I'm going to read the answers, the artist who recorded it, and the point values, even though you did not need to include the artist. There I've Said It Again by Vaughn Monroe. That question was worth 45 points. Hard-Headed Woman, Elvis Presley, worth 20 points. And The Cradle Will Rock, Van Halen, worth 15 points. Wide Awake by Katy Perry was worth 30 points. At Last, Etta James, worth 20 points. It Only Takes a Minute from Tavares, worth 20 points. Something's Coming from West Side Story, worth 20 points. And Tonight Tonight from Hot Shell Ray is worth 15 points. Once again, There I've Said It Again, worth 45 points. Hard-Headed Woman, worth 20 points. And The Cradle Will Rock, 15 points. Wide Awake, 30 points. At Last, 20 points. It Only Takes a Minute, 20 points. Something's Coming, 20 points. And Tonight Tonight, 15 points. And back a bit, question number 41-5 is back in the contest. Question 41.5 is back in the contest. Big screen character Skeeter Phelan was on a telephone with her New York publisher, and on. The question, the answer was Charles Pretzels, and that question has been reinstated in the contest because on the counter behind her is a large tin. Yes, there is. There's four or five other little tins, but there's a large tin. Okay? So, now, for those of you that were calling me while I was on the air, I hope that was a question that you missed. Okay, let's play trivia. Oh, wait. You want to play the...
Yeah, you want me to play the
music
snippet?
Yeah, go ahead and play that.
Okay, here you go.
This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Cheryl Tire and Service online at CherylTire.com and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction, located at 3217 John Jonas Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
Hour 52, question 5. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 4. It was written that if the spokes character in the picture had a middle name, it would be Action. However, another name would be nice as well. What is this name? Again, question 5 of hour 52. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 4. It was written that if the spokes character in the picture had a middle name, it would be Action. However, another name would be nice as well. What is that name?
Come back.
Once again, question 5 of hour 52. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 4. It was written that if the spokes character in the picture had a middle name, it would be Action. However, another name would be nice as well. What is that name? Phones down in the back. The answer to question 5 of hour 52. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 4. It was written that if the spokes character in the picture had a middle name, it would be Action. However, another name would be nice as well. What is that name? The answer, Carl. Again, the answer, Carl.
I forgot to announce the point value for hour 41 question 5. Our 41 question 5 was worth 70 points. That's 70 points. Our 41 question 5 was worth 70 points. Thank you.
Okay. Our 52 question 6. An Olympic swimmer won his event, and to the surprise of many, his father jumped into the pool fully clothed and started to smother his son with kisses of joy. What is the first and last name of this Olympic winner? Again, question 6 of hour 52. An Olympic swimmer won his event, and to the surprise of many, his father jumped into the pool, fully clothed, and started to smother his son with kisses of joy. What is the first and last name of this Olympic winner?
Down. Oh, but I know, girl,
Question 6 of Hour 52. An Olympic swimmer won his event, and to the surprise of many, his father jumped into the pool, fully clothed, and started to smother his son with kisses of joy. What is the first and last name of this Olympic winner? Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question 6 of Hour 52, an Olympic swimmer won his event, and to the surprise of many, his father jumped into the pool, fully clothed, and started to smother his son with kisses of joy. What is the first and last name of this Olympic winner? The answer, Jean Boyteau. Again, the answer, Jean Boyteau. Question 7 of Hour 52, a fictional planet is filled with babies of all kinds. After being launched into space in rocket ships, the babies travel on a 9-month journey. When they are joined with their moms and dads, what is the name of this fictional planet? Again, question 7 of Hour 52. A fictional planet is filled with babies of all kinds. After being launched into space in rocket ships, the babies travel on a 9-month journey when they are joined with their moms and dads. What is the name of this fictional planet?
Turning now, hard times to cry, because I used to love.
Question 7 of Hour 52. A fictional planet is filled with babies of all kinds. After being launched into space in rocket ships, the babies travel on a 9-month journey when they are joined with their moms and dads. What is the name of this fictional planet?
As if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air. It's everywhere. A reflection of a face I see. I'm a hurt, downhearted, and worried girl. All that face doesn't belong to me.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question 7 of Hour 52, a fictional planet is filled with babies of all kinds. After being launched into space in rocket ships, the babies travel on a 9-month journey when they are joined with their moms and dads. What is the name of this fictional planet? The answer, Babylandia. Again, the answer, Babylandia. Question 8 of Hour 52, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to the mud-splattered young lady in picture number 26. She was the heroine of a big-screen Western. What is the first and last name of this actress? Again, question 8 of Hour 52. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to the mud-splattered young lady in picture number 26. She was the heroine of a big-screen Western. What is the first and last name of this actress?
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tagging up now. Listen to her whine, shine, shine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road course or a corner mile. This little modified Bonton has got the many a style. She takes the gassers and the rail jobs, really drives them wild. Yeah, yeah. Come on, turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Save all my money and buy a GTO.
let you down. When I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Question 8 of Hour 52, get you out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to the mud-splattered young lady in picture number 26. She was the heroine of a big-screen Western. What is the first and last name of this actress?
I don't know what it's all about, but I feel I'll soon find out. Sure, never felt this acute. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like you.
Phones down. In the back, the answer to question 8 of Hour 52. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to the mud-splattered young lady in picture number 26. She was the heroine of a big-screen Western. What is the first and last name of this actress? The answer, Peggy Castle. Again, the answer, Peggy Castle.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening, Trivia players. For 90FM News, this is Aubrey Giordano. More than 750,000 people rush through New York Grand Central Terminal on any given day. But last month, they paused for a dance. 30 colorful straw horses galloped through Vanderbilt Hall and then suddenly broke out into choreography. The event entitled Heard New York is created by artist Nick Cave as part of Grand Central's centennial celebration and is inspired by the terminal itself. Nick Cave, artist and creator of Heard New York, says, "People are moving as a herd would move, you know, trying to get from point A to point B on this train versus that train. So here, this herd of horses is still sort of imitating that kind of motion and activity of movement within this space." It took Cave over a year to develop this dreamlike performance, which could be seen twice a day during the month of March. We'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it is 37 degrees outside. I'll have the point values from Hour 51, the question of one of Hour 53 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
What's up, Doc? This is Dan Neckar
and Manboy
from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Well, you know, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I pour myself a nice tall frosty glass of Budweiser before I do stuff like that. So hang on a minute. All right, let's do this dance. What you got for me, sir?
What's your team name?
My team name is...